Watch, pro-Palestinian groups party and dance in London amid deadly terror attacks in Israel. By Kurt Zindulka on October 8, 2023. Footage on social media has emerged of Palestinian partisans parading through the streets of London in apparent celebration of the deadly terror attacks against Israel on Saturday. While hundreds of people were killed and injured on Saturday after the Hamas terror group waged a surprise invasion of Israel on the Jewish holiday of Shmini Atzeret, the final day of the annual High Holy Day cycle, some residents of London took to the streets to celebrate the carnage. Television presenter Rachel Riley shared footage of men dancing, waving Palestinian flags and seemingly celebrating like they were having a party in West London. The Countdown host said, "I just passed two cars in West London driving with Palestinian flags flying from each window, bouncing up and down in their cars, seemingly celebrating like they were having a party. Make no mistake, this is a dangerous and terrifying time for all Jews around the world." She continued, "People have been brutally murdered, kidnapped, and there are people in London dancing. Most people understand this is an abomination. No one should cheer war and death." According to the latest estimates from the Israeli government, the number of people who have died at the hands of Hamas terrorists since Saturday has risen to over 600, with another 2,048 injured. The footage drew swift backlash on social media, with Conservative MP Robert Jenrick writing, "These disgusting people are glorifying the terrorist activities of Hamas, a proscribed organization. There is no place for this in the UK. I trust the Met Police will be taking this seriously. Horrific, people who feel emboldened enough to openly celebrate a terrorist organization committing mass murder because they don't fear the authorities." London, 2023, wrote political commentator Chris Rose. However, the footage was promoted by Iranian state media Press TV, which wrote, "Palestinian supporters in London are rejoicing over the successful execution of Operation Al-Aqsa Storm against Israel." Barrister Charlotte Proudman also posted footage appearing to show a car and motorcycle draped in Palestinian flags blasting their horns through the city. She wrote, "Celebrating the murders and kidnapping of Israelis is quite possibly the most heinous act of public hate I have seen on the streets of London." Reclaim Party leader Lawrence Fox said of the footage, "Diversity is not our strength. Anyone celebrating the kidnap and murder of innocent civilians overseas on London streets doesn't belong here. They should be detained and deported. Multiculturalism has destroyed Great Britain." In response to potential outbursts of violence in the British capital, London's Metropolitan Police said in a statement, "We are aware of a number of incidents, including those that have been shared on social media, in relation to the ongoing conflict in Israel and the border with Gaza." The Met has increased policing patrols across parts of London in order to provide a visible presence and reassurance to our communities. "We remain in contact with partners and community leaders to listen to any concerns. We are aware that the ongoing conflict may lead to protests over the coming days. We will ensure that an appropriate policing plan is in place in order to balance the right to protest against any disruption to Londoners." Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindulka or email to zindulka@breitbart.com.